You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having an outstanding start to your Tuesday. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, the Road to Atlanta Podcast, and the podcast to be named later, all at batterypower.com, at batterypowersbn, across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button, and you'll get the latest content when it's available. Again, my name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. And the latest is this: the Braves find themselves on another winning streak. That's right. They lost three straight on the road, lost consecutive series back last week, and they come right, and then they come home and respond in the best way possible, getting their fourth win in a row last night as they got a series opening win against the Washington Nationals. Now, they were riding on a pretty good high from sweeping the Phillies. Spencer Strider's historic start on Tuesday. Plenty of history made. If you want to read about it or listen to it, make sure you go to batterypower.com. Plenty of great content, both written as well as Battery Power TV, the latest Battery Power podcast. So many different ways you can get a breakdown of just how historic and special Spencer Strider's rookie season has been. So the Braves had plenty to enjoy coming into Monday night series opener against the Washington Nationals. And there was a bit of intrigue as Kyle Wright was taking the mound. Kyle Wright, who has maintained pitching pretty well, also off the field, though, has been worth monitoring, as over the past month, he's had a couple of instances in which he's been dealing with arm fatigue. Well, you wouldn't have known it if you watched him on Monday night, thankfully. Six innings pitch. He did allow eight hits, two earned runs, one walk, and seven strikeouts. So Kyle Wright didn't have his best stuff. But as we've seen Kyle Wright do time and time again, he was able to figure it out, remain effective enough, and limit the offense enough to where he could give the Braves six innings. He earned his 19th win of the season. Now, I don't think anybody's going to, you know, put out there that Kyle Wright has been one of the most valuable starters in Major League Baseball. There's a chance, even if he gets 20 wins, he may not finish in the top six or seven of the Cy Young voting this year, which is fine. It makes perfect sense. But the thing is that it is significant that Kyle Wright now leads the majors with 19 wins. It shows that he consistently is able to go the distance. One thing that Kyle Wright has shown the ability to do, even as he's become, you know, a bit less dominant than he was, you know, to start the season, he still was able to figure it out to consistently put the Braves in a position to win, giving quality start after quality start, and that's why he's been able to win at a consistent rate and has a good chance of winning 20 games this year over the next few weeks. Well, the other thing that stood out was the bullpen once again having an outstanding game. The bullpen last night, three innings combined, five strikeouts, only one hit. Raisel Iglesias and Kenley Jansen, for the second straight time, came out and put up goose eggs across the board. Kenley Jansen has bounced back to look outstanding during the homestand versus his obvious struggles on the road. And Iglesias has been one of the best relievers in baseball over the past 6 weeks that he's been with Atlanta. So very encouraging to see the back end of the Braves bullpen be able to get the job done now multiple times over the past few games for the Braves. And then, of course, the other thing that stands out is once again the Braves lineup being able to get an effort from everybody in the lineup. Seven of the Braves' nine hitters had a base hit last night, 10 hits overall. The Braves only struck out three times on the night with three walks, and they were able to produce five runs. Now, obviously, the big thing is that you got contributions up and down the lineup. One that stood out was Eddie Rosario hitting his fifth home run of the season. Now, if you look at Rosario's numbers on the season, he's nothing to write home about. This definitely has not been the most ideal season for Rosario, dealing with injuries, having a really tough time getting started or getting into a groove, but he's starting to find his groove now at the right time. Over a 300 batting average over his past 15 games, over a 1,200 OPS over his past seven games, he looks much more comfortable at the plate. He looks much more disciplined. It looks like that he has a much better approach at the plate now than he has had all season, and the results are starting to show. And as we all know, Rosario can be a key difference maker in the home stretch of the season or the postseason. Hopefully he will continue to produce well and extend the Braves order, you know, a bottom of the Braves order that has been the best in baseball for over 3 months now. The production of Eddie Rosario to go with, you know, William Contreras, Vaughn Grissom, and of course Michael Harris, that will be a great development for the Braves if they could have Eddie Rosario find his stroke once again before the playoffs start. But even more encouraging when it comes to lineup production is the fact that three of the Braves' 10 hits came off the bats of Austin Riley and Matt Olson, two players the Braves absolutely hope we'll get going sooner rather than later.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Braves did make a roster move on Monday before their game against the Nationals as they brought back a familiar face in Bryce Elder. Bryce Elder, who the Braves have used on several different occasions this season as a spot starter. And to his credit, Bryce Elder has definitely looked much better over his past few starts in September than he did earlier this year. Elder was called back up to Atlanta. William Wood sent back down to the minors. It'll be interesting to see what the Braves decide to do with Elder in you know, their upcoming games. Could he potentially get a spot start to give another pitcher a day of rest or so? Could they redo the rotation so that they have their best pitchers going and lining up for the Mets series a few weeks from now? All those things could contribute to how Elder is utilized, but the thing that stands out is that he definitely has answered the call when called upon so far in September. So hopefully, if Elder does get his number called upon, he'll be able to deliver once again in an upcoming game. But the thing that stands out about the Braves is that they continue to win, and they continue to win at a spectacular rate. But surprisingly, they're able to have this much success without two of their best bats really contributing, and that is Matt Olson and Austin Riley. Now, make no mistake about it. One of the biggest reasons why the Braves have maintained their ability to win at the rate that they have been over the past 3.5 months. Since August 1st, a big reason why they've been able to maintain that rate of winning is because Michael Harris has played at an MVP level offensively. And that has been needed because of the struggles that Austin Riley and Matt Olson have experienced. Since August 1st, and we're talking about, you know, as soon as the calendar turned from July to August, Austin Riley's been a different player, unfortunately. Now, nobody ever expected for Austin Riley to maintain how special he was in the month of July. The numbers just weren't going to allow that. But since August, Austin Riley has 7 home runs coming into last night's game. Has 7 home runs, had been worth 0.6 war over his past 43 games, and had a 723 OPS. We're talking about a player who last year really came on as an MVP candidate, though you never really considered him, you know, actually having a chance. But Riley really did a great job entering the MVP conversation at the end of last year because of how special a second half that he had. And it looked like that Riley was going to have another special second half of the season. Riley has, if you go back to his minor league days, he's always been a second half producer. It looked like that he was going to have another special second half of the season this year. But over the past 6 weeks, it's definitely been a struggle for Austin Riley. Thankfully, though, Riley was able to connect with his 37th home run of the season last night. Only his second home run in his past 13 games. If you go back to the very end of August, 1st of September, Riley actually hit a home run in 4 straight games. But now he's definitely had some struggles. The power has not been there like it usually has. So it was great to see him deliver a home run during last night's contest. Now, even more encouraging than that is the fact that Matt Olson finally has a multi-hit game under his belt. He finally has a reference point that perhaps can get him going once again. Since August 1st, Matt Olson has a 622 OPS. He's batting 188. He's been worth negative 0.3 war. He has been below replacement level in terms of his production. And it's been hard to see. It absolutely has. Especially when it comes to his recent bouts with strikeouts and having a hard time making contact. But last night, he was able to get multiple hits. And so this is the thing. Whenever we look at the Braves lineup, it's great to see the success that the bottom of the order is having. It's great to see Ronald Acuña Jr. getting back into the swing of things. But it still is noticeable. It still is clear that this lineup is not at its best. When you consistently see zeros next to Austin Riley and Matt Olson's name, and that's become all too frequent of an occurrence here over the past few weeks. So to see Riley go deep, to see Matt Olson have good at-bats, and get multiple hits, that's a really encouraging sign. And make no mistake about it, as special of a season as this has been for the Braves, they are not going to be at their best unless Austin Riley and Matt Olson are producing. They're going to need both of those players to produce at significant levels to be able to have a special run through October once again. That's no secret. That's no, you know, hot take. The Braves need their best bats to have their best chances to win the pennant. And Matt Olson and Austin Riley both are fully capable of being those type of difference makers for the Braves in the postseason. Hopefully, we're starting to see signs that they're getting out of their slumps and they're going to be experiencing successes once again. Well, speaking of experience and success, the Braves are hoping that Charlie Morton might be able to have a little bit of success tonight on the mound. Morton, who is once again fallen into, you know, bouts of inconsistency as of late. The Braves are hoping that maybe he can put together just a quality start. Doesn't have to be dominant. Doesn't have to be, you know, extra level with, you know, striking out, you know, 15 batters in the first 6 innings or anything like that. Doesn't need to be DeGrom or Strider or anything like that. The Braves just want for him to pitch well enough to put them in a position to win. Opposing him will be Patrick Corbin, somebody the Braves are very much familiar with. So this is another setup for the Braves to be able to find success if they can put the bat on the ball early. And the big key for Morton is keeping the ball in the ballpark and also limiting walks. All the Braves and Morton need to do is play to their talent, and it should work out for them to get a fifth straight win. And the Braves are hoping that that is exactly what happens. And of course, we're hoping that you'll be able to enjoy it wherever you're watching, and that you'll be able to enjoy the great content that follows whatever you're listening to here on the Battery Power Podcast Network. You can find the Battery Power Podcast, Road to Atlanta Podcast, The Daily Hammer, and the podcast to be named later all at batterypower.com, at batterypowersbn, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button, and you'll get the latest content when it's available. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Always a pleasure. We'll be back with you tomorrow here on the Daily Hammer.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, The Current explores what a national political advertiser like the National Republican Senatorial Committee and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.